Thank you for hanging with me as I chop it up with my mom, Cheryl Lawson. So my mom is becoming hood famous. Hood famous. Amazing. My mom kicks off this passion for coloring, which now has turned into an art side hustle. Amazing. And I'm happy to be able to make these memories with my mother. So we're getting ready to catch up with my mother. And she will be here in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here's Cheryl. Ah, oh, man. Happy to hang out. Happy to hang out. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, turn that thing down. I've been canceled. You remember that? Do you remember that? Okay, I got to do it again. You got it. You got to listen. Okay, here we go. Okay. This is a commercial. Let's see if you can identify it. Here we go. Hey, turn that thing down. I've been canceled. Do you need car insurance? Call Katz Insurance right now at 484-8841. That's 484-8841. That's 484-8841. Ah! You remember that?
Yes.
Guess what? Here's I'm gonna tell you something else funny, or at least that I find funny. You know, even though you know you're not laughing right now, but let me tell you, let me tell you what else. Believe it or not, I used to love commercials when I was a kid to the point where, and this was so crazy. I think I know why. I was telling somebody the other day. My favorite commercial when I was a kid was the Science and Kirk commercial. And I used to watch it when I was at Miss Debbie's. I remember coming on when she would be watching me. You remember the Science and Kirk commercial where it was, you know, they would have the car going through the fog and the car would be doing like this swing. And then before you know it, it's like lightning and it crashes. And they're like, call Science and Kirk now. You know, if you've had a, why was that my favorite car, commercial as a kid? So I think I know why. I was telling somebody the other day. I think it was because it was one of the first times I saw something that I knew wasn't real, but I knew I was looking at a reenactment and I was thinking about it from a creative place. Like I could tell that they made it up. I could tell that that wasn't a real car accident, but that they staged it. And to me, I was looking at something that I found creative. So even though it was a commercial about lawyers, you know, and but when I was looking at it, I was like, wow. I was always fascinated to watch that car and watch it go through the fog. And I was like, wow, that was amazing how they did that. And that was when I was with Miss Debbie eating the nastiest oatmeal known to human. Look, when I tell you, oh my goodness. So this is, I don't know if you remember this, but my apples and cinnamon instant oatmeal story, like my father would say, oh my goodness, I developed a phobia for apples and cinnamon because I used to think it was so nasty. But you know how, like, when you're a kid, you know, somebody like, oh boy, go ahead and eat that. You better eat that. You're like, no, I really don't like it. Oh, you just don't want to eat it. Go ahead and eat that. I'm like, no, it really is disgusting. No, you won't eat that because you just trying to be, it's really nasty.
See, that's the way we were raised. They didn't care, and they think you're making it up and all of that. So,
oh my,
really, you had no choice. You either ate that or you had nothing. So, yeah.
But that's really,
it's in that generation. You didn't have, in our generation growing up, you didn't have choices in A or B. No, it's either A, and if, like grandma used to say, okay, yeah, I don't want that. Okay, I'm hungry. Okay, drink some water and pull your belt tight. And you'll be through.
Oh, my God.
And you want to hit it, but monies were short.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, money's short. So you didn't have choices like kids have today. Right.
But, Ma, drink some water and pull your belt tight.
And she said, and you will be full. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I mean, because think about the kid that actually was like, you know what, I don't.
And we were actually hungry, so you didn't want to eat it.
Think about the kid that, like you said, was actually hungry, but also was like, you know what, I mean, this doesn't sound right to me, but you know what, I'm gonna, you know, she's saying do it, she said listen to it. All right, so we're gonna go ahead. And imagine the kid that really tightened their belt and was like, well, I'm still hungry though. Like, this is not true.
People will, yeah, some kids will literally do just that to find out if it works.
So,
But drinking water, yeah, water will fill you up. And so if you pull your belt tight, it'll be like, oh, I'm
and
cold.
look, I would argue once you pull that belt tight, then you're gonna be almost like one of those squeezy animals where when you squeeze them, the water just shoots straight out. You'd be like, you'd be going to the bathroom. You're like, wait a minute. When I keep my belt loose, I go to the bathroom once every, couple hours. But when I tighten it up, it's every 3 minutes. What's going on? I have a
There
bladder problem.
you
You've
go.
been given a home remedy.
That's what she said. That's what grandma said. It's like
That's hilarious.
mad at her because we were hungry, but we what they fixed, whether you liked it or not, that was it.
Whether you
So.
like it or not. And look, well, so my friend and I came up with this saying, and it's like, you're going to love it whether you like it or not. That's what it was. You're going to love this whether you like it or not. So when I tell you instant oatmeals and cinnamon, oh my goodness. Apples and cinnamon oatmeal. Oh my goodness. I was like, you know what? Let's see, what are the alternatives to this? Because this is so, yeah, to this day. Now, I have to say, I can't say that I hate all apples and cinnamon oatmeal because, if somebody made some fresh apples and made some fresh oatmeal, but that instant stuff, oh my goodness. Yeah.
That's
So, yeah.
an
But I remember all
example.
those old commercials though. That the cat. Do you remember that cat's insurance commercial that I'm talking about now? The one where the guy comes in and he's like, "I need insurance." But first thing he says, "Hey, turn that thing down." He's talking about the TV.
Because he had it up so loud,
So anywho, I just got off the phone with Michael, and it was like I was telling you, it was a great conversation. In fact, at the end of it, I asked him. I said, "Would you be cool with me putting this conversation up in my podcast concept called Chopping It Up?" So he was like, "Cool." So I'm actually putting that up right now as we speak, and I can't wait for you to see this. Where did you so you're about to have an interview? Well, we're about to have an interview with him tomorrow. Where did you meet him?
I didn't meet him. Matter of fact, one of the he lives in the Patterson Park area, and one of the guys that purchased one of my pictures knew him because he started to do what he's doing as far as interviewing, because how artists came about doing art during this time, what motivated him. And so Owens had put it when he purchased a picture, he took his phone out and said, come on out, everybody. I've got an artist out here. And that, so Michael must picked it up. I guess he's one of Owen's friends or something. So immediately Michael inboxed me because you told him I was on Facebook. So he inboxed me and said he was interested in interviewing me. Seeing how people making out during the art time. So he hasn't purchased anything. He's just a friend of Owen's, the guy that purchased a picture from me.
Did you is this how many this how many interviews would this make for you now?
Three? I
Three, okay.
think three.
What you watching, ma? You sound like you watching a parade.
That's one of the stations, the holiday stations,
Okay.
playing holiday music,
Okay.
different genres.
Oh, nice. So you said this would be your third one?
I think it's like the third one.
Oh. You mind turning the TV down just a little bit? It's like interfering with your voice a little bit.
Glad.
I
I thought I heard you.
can't. Yeah, this is so fun. Santa Claus is coming to town. I couldn't get up there. That dude was high. Christmas time is here. Can y'all believe it? Can you believe it's that we're at the end of 2020?
No, because everybody was focused on this virus thing, so everybody really wasn't paying attention. Right. But we know we were at the end of the year.
That's true.
But everybody waiting for it to get out of here, though.
Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of fun talking to Michael. Really, really cool guy. Really cool guy.
I know. Like I said, we had a chat like that before we actually set it up. Oh, he just wanted to get a feel of, you know, of who I was. Like I said, last week we talked.
Right.
Boxed.
Okay.
Video. And we talked for a little bit. And then he said, okay. Right. I just need to get a feel of who you are and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we had that good chat, too. Mm-hmm, nice guy. I see you ready for the Ravens. Got that purple hair. He fell out laughing.
He got it. In fact, this morning I looked at it closer. I think it's more so like a pink. He's like, yeah, I didn't. When he explained, I'll let him explain it to you. I didn't even gonna spoil it. But yeah. But the wild part was to me, it makes his personality. I was like, if I had. I mean, like, I'm just like, I'm taking it as I see. I'm like, you look great to me. So, yeah.
I said, yeah, for the Ravens. I don't know if he's a Raven fan. I said, but your hair's ready. And so, after that, did you watch the game last night?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, my God. Boy. Monday and Tuesday, the Steelers played the Cowboys on Monday. No. It wasn't the Cowboys. Well, the Steelers played. Was it the Cowboys? Yeah. They played the Cowboys on Monday and they lost. Okay. And
You said who played the Cowboys? Steelers, okay.
Steelers on Monday.
Okay.
And so that was a real good game. Mm-hmm. And then we came on last night. Oh my God, we were stressed out. We were back in the emergency room again.
Oh my goodness, are you serious?
At the ninth hour, Lamar came out because he was taken out. It was like the fourth quarter, and he was taken out because he was having a muscle spasm or something. So they took him out and they put the other white guy quarterback in there, and he got hurt immediately. And so I guess Lamar saw that, and they showed him running out of that little room
where
they had him, and he came right on there and in a few seconds, because we only had seconds left, threw that thing down at Hollywood Brown, caught that ball, made that touchdown, and then what's the name? Justin kicked it. Mm-hmm. That got us in. I'm telling you, it was, oh my God, I was walking from room to room. Everybody, all the Ravens fans were saying, oh my God. And everybody say, this is too stressful. I say, I know, I can't do this. I can't do this. Oh my God, that was a good game though. The Browns, they had no joke this year though.
Okay.
But you should see their demeanor once, because they just knew they made it in.
Right.
But we only had seconds and we made it in. And they were scanning the audience.
Right.
The few that were there and some of the players, they were like really depressed. They really like, I say, I know y'all, somebody had to lose and we would have been looking just like y'all. We lost because it was a tight game, Aaron. Wow. So when you get a chance, just pull up highlights and take a look. Man.
I find it, I tell you, the times have really changed. I find it amazing because here it is. I sit here having no in touchness to football. Well, I'm like oblivious. And you in the seat like, look at what this guy did. He did this. He did this.
That's right. Opposite. See, all the women are coming out the woodwork as far as commentators and interviewers and stuff. That's right. Move over, y'all, because we got this. We finally said we might as well join them because we sure can't beat them. But, honey, the women are in here on top of it and interviewing and commentating. I said, y'all, go ahead. That's right. Join.
Oh, man.
We joined y'all. We couldn't beat you. Like I said, if you can't beat them, join us. So that's what we decided to do.
I wanna look at these pictures with you, 'cause this I found some old pictures in my phone as well as the ones that you just sent. And so I'm just like, wow, this is amazing, because I feel like we're taking a trip down memory lane, like already, and it's all in the
I'm telling you,
same year.
yes.
When you look at this picture right here, do you remember all of these pictures here that you did? Or
Yeah, almost underneath, because a lot of them I still have. Yeah.
right.
Some of them hadn't been sold yet, but yes.
This was we were at Montebello. Let me see if I can.
Few of them been sold, but some of
Right.
them, a lot of them still have, yeah.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite one in this bunch?
The shoe with the glasses on it, the breast cancer shoe.
Got you. Right.
Yeah, I love that one.
Right. So this was one, well, it's sideways, but this was the one of the pictures I took at your house when you were
Yeah, the color, those were the coloring phase, the coloring book phase.
Do you think you would ever do it again? Do you think you would ever ha have fun, coloring like this again, or do you think?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And you were saying that these guys, you wind up having a couple requests for the same these same characters.
The guy with the multicolored forehead,
Right.
him more so than the pirate looking one.
Right. And you had to wind up going to buy another book just to
Okay, those are the hand homemade butterfly, homemade.
And aren't they all homemade though? Because there's a difference between homey
Well, both words, okay. Yeah.
was the homey butterfly. Oh my goodness.
That's right. But they,
Why you call it homie? What you mean by homie? Because
they're from the hood. Those are the hood butterflies. Those are the one I freehand.
Oh my God.
And old though,
Yeah.
because the colors and so and embellishments.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think
They
me
worked out.
Now let me tell you what's funny. When you first showed me that picture of the ballerina, you told me that you was like, yeah, this person bought it. I thought she was ugly though, but she liked it though.
That's right. Yeah, see, to me, yeah, but others see, that's why we different strokes for different folks. Now I look at it and say, that's ugly. But somebody else look at it and like it. So really, being an artist, you may not approve of something, but I say that's all right. Did somebody buy it? That's how I look at it. When it's ugly like that, I say somebody will buy it.
I guess I remember the first time I realized that I was in my teens and I was having a conversation with somebody about it. And I was like, oh, so, and I was talking about abstract art. And I was like, oh, so basically what you mean is there's no difference between somebody who just throws all this paint everywhere, and just throws it all over the place, and a person who actually meant to do that, But in that, I realized, oh, beauty's in the eye of the beholder,
Because see, remember your father had that big mirror and he cracked it all up and laid it on the floor and put it back on the wall as a puzzle.
Right. Yeah.
And I think somebody had came, Comcast or something came down your father's house to deliver something or whatever, and he looked at it and your father say, he asked me, did you mean to do that? Because it was all, Joe had paper down there and had it all crushed up, but the pieces were kind of like organized on the floor. And he said, the guy asked him to say, did you mean to do that? So to the guy, it was like, it was a mess, but Joe was going to put it back on the wall
Right.
as a puzzle piece, kind of.
Right.
So that was art. In your father's eyes, or either he had seen someone do that, and he just literally cracked it up like that. and he pieced it and put it on the wall. Mm-hmm. That was creative.
Mm-hmm. It's just so interesting. I guess I've been really fortunate because, I mean, that's pretty much what I've now at this point made my career doing, working with something that no matter what it might be to one person, if it's not one person doesn't like it, somebody else will love it because it's just
exactly
it's, you know, it's an art. Yeah. So I
love that's that a lesson learning. Yeah, that's a lesson learning now.
That's it may be ugly. Right. Mm-hmm.
But someone will look at it and say, "Oh, I want that."
Right.
So it's like, you want that fat girl that I'm thinking about that ballerina. I said, you want that fat girl, but you still can't look at it like that because the plus size because the plus sizes
right.
are in and being accepted, you know, all size women, full figured and so forth. So, you know, you pull back on that and say, oh yeah, okay, that's right. Inclusive.
Fat girls need love too.
For a long time it's only been, you know, stuck to the small built women. Mm-hmm. And so that was discrimination, but that's the look they were looking for in society, magazines and commercials and all that.
Right.
But now, you know, they broaden that ring. So yeah, so it gives them hope for those who have genetically built because of their family,
right.
you know, dynamics and so forth. So
yeah, I love it. I love everything, honestly, on every front that's like that, because all we're really doing is just realizing that, okay, we thought there was something wrong with this, but really it was just us. There's nothing wrong
exactly.
with
it. Yeah.
So I mean, that's growth, that's evolution, that's evolving and learning and growing, you know.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we just got finished talking about, because I was I was telling Mike that, you know, my biggest credit to who I am today comes from raising me in a way that you did, where you know you're a school teacher, and where you give me all this exposure, you know, as a kid at 1 and 2 and 3, you give me all this exposure to different books and different activities and different environments, and you know, you helped to stimulate that and teach me the value of education. And then that by itself, you know, that really does a whole lot to take care of the rest of the process.
Right.
So we were just talking about that. We say we're going to talk about it more tomorrow. So this oh yeah, this is the one with the pirate.
Yeah, I enjoyed coloring those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is one you did for one of the businesses, No Mask, No Space. Yeah. You wind up, do you know to date how many businesses have you work in it?
No, it was just I think it was two. Mm-hmm. It was like a crab, two, yeah, crab place. And when you went out, I sold that. Where was that?
Oh,
we first got started playing out there.
Mm-hmm.
In that
were we in the city, or was when we went out somewhere?
We were out in the county, and we were sitting, you know, way before. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were sitting across the street in the off that parking lot in that store, the ice cream store.
Quarry Lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. That was the very first one when we were packing up, and I told your friends, yeah, go in there and tell them they're going to need this when, you know, at the front of their store, and let people know they got to have a mask on, that multicolored mask on the mouth I did, very first one. And I think the crab place, whatever, when I go up there, I don't see it anymore, so I don't know if they took it down, but anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these were all beautiful. I like the different ones. So this was one you just sent me. So this is one of your most recent ones. So one you just
did. Yeah, and that I colored the background, and those are stickers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so creative. I mean, I remember you here and there drawing a few things.
Right.
So I could You know, oh, and speaking of which, I'm gonna pull up that other picture too. The one that you showed me from ninth grade. I'm probably gonna make that our next experience, 'cause that was very significant there. But yeah, I remember you drawing little things here and there. So I knew, and then being a school teacher, you know, when I would see, really, actually, I think I, you know what, where I really first experienced your artistic touch was at school, in your classroom, with the way you would design
Right.
the classroom, the way you got creative with putting things around the room, and then the same way you would do at home with, you know, putting.
Right. See, the creativity was more so, like I said, in the classroom, at home, the environment more so than me actually sitting down drawing. So that's why a lot of, family and friends are shocked. Like, okay, where did this come from? It's like it came from nowhere. No, it was like I said, I didn't sit down in isolation, even with you. I tell people, even Aaron didn't know, I can actually just sit down and just draw because I never really did that. I said, but my environments in the classroom and at home, was my most focus and my attire. So the creativity was more so in that kind of realm, but not in a drawing sit down. I mean, I drew a couple of things at school every now and then, but it wasn't heavy like what I'm doing now. So like I told Michael, these to me, these canvas boards are nothing but little bulletin boards, many bulletin boards compared to the ones at school. So,
So you got a
but
lot of practice over the years with those mini bulletin boards at school,
oh
right?
yeah,
So butterflies has also become like your like one of your signatures.
You know why? Because most people are requesting them all of a sudden. I mean, they see it. Yeah, when they see it, if you go on my page, you'll see people buying two and three and four of them and so forth. So I just started, picking up a few more stickers when I go in the stores. And but people are attracted to those butterflies. And so if that's what Michael was saying, I see, focus on all butterfly a lot of, I say that's only because people been asking, oh, yeah, I like that. Well, I want the butterfly. I say, okay, butterflies, here we go, here we go. So I ain't making no hood butterflies. This is how I use the stickers and just that. So they're prettier. So, So.
Well, the one good thing is, I mean, you're the artist, so you know, you could look at something and say, like, I like this. This is an upgrade.
Yeah, everybody really, that one took off. I was like, okay, I mean, that hasn't been requested, but I'm saying the likes, the responses that came from that. But no rhyme or reason. I just did the silhouette and I had the butterflies on it first, the big one. And I just drew around in this song.
So you're using a combination of markers, stickers.
Yeah, markers, stickers, paint. Embellishments. Those are my main mediums.
That's beautiful. So this the Youngs, right? And you know, of course, I remember them. Was this a recent? Oh, this is October 6, 2019. Okay.
Right, last year. Her 25th ministerial celebration anniversary. Just happened at the bulletin.
So you know, you take this picture and then you make a picture out of it. Did they ask you to do this, or you just decided to grab
No, I'm gonna give it to them for a Christmas gift. They don't know, but she has seen the picture of Yvette's mother. I showed it to her, and a few other pictures, and she would say, "Oh, goodness, Sister Shirley, you did that?" I say, "Yeah." She said, "I didn't know you could draw." I say, "Nobody knew it." So everybody was like shocked, like all these kids, they've been knowing me, and where did this come? They really think this was really birthed during this quarantine time. But I said, no, I the skills. And that's why, like I said, I kept that picture from ninth grade because I don't know why back then. I said, I'm going to keep this. I'm putting this in a little plastic, and I'm going to just keep this.
Right.
But for such a time as this, I guess, because that's why I say I keep, well, I guess more so I was thinking of, you know, you as a child, you know, being a child and adult. And so you see, I did this in ninth grade. Now I can show Aria.
Right.
Grandma, I did this in ninth grade. Just a little proof documentation. Documentation proof.
Some proof. More than just your own while we're talking and looking through these other ones, I'm gonna see if I can find it. I'm gonna throw it into this. But yeah, when I saw this picture, you know, I immediately knew who this was. Like, it didn't even take me more than 2 seconds to know that this was them. I mean, wow. So, I'm gonna tell you, you know, it's wild. Believe it or not, if you wanted to, you could literally be a children's author. I mean, a children's book illustrator.
I know, that's what Wanda, my girlfriend Wanda, was saying. I said, girl, I ain't ready for all that. And I say, I'm still working on this right here, trying to develop this. I say, yeah, you can do this, and you can put it on a t-shirt, and you can put it on a pocket. Wanda, calm down, I'm not doing all that. I said,
you better be a girl. Yeah. Put it in the pocket, but Reggie, like, you put on this, you put it in the pocket, but you put on bumper. Yeah.
T-shirt. You could go, you could do it. Like, you could be a children's daughter. Wanda, I said, yeah, I'll listen to it. Yeah, you, that's a good idea.
Right.
I ain't ready for all that. I'm trying to deal with this little bit that I got. No. That'll be the next quarantine shutdown. On t-shirt. Give me some projects.
Leave something to work on. Something to aspire to.
Thank you.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, because you can take a picture and you can take it like to the t-shirt place and they take a picture and print it on the shirt. So she's absolutely right. I said, yeah, that's another good phase. Right. So I'm venture out on that, but wait until we have the next shutdown. Maybe I'll go to the next one.
So you really nailed it with this Cat in the Hat. I'm telling you, I'm surprised. I'm amazed at how fast I've seen your skills just grow just because of how much you're doing this. I mean, your style, it's not even just your skill, right? Because, you know, it's all subjective, but like your personal style, I'm like, wow. So is this your first Cat in the Hat attempt here?
No, I did another one, a couple of them, mm-hmm, with the Cat in the Hat.
Now that you just said that, I just realized that. Thanks to everybody that's hanging out with us as well. Hey, Heaven Hopper. Hey, everybody. Drop a line if you're hanging out with us. Say hello to my mom.
Yeah, I did another Cat in the Hat, but it was just his face. And if you go on my page, you'll see it. Mm-hmm. But can you see this one? It's the same one, but I did a different color. And it said, good riddance to 2020. We are done.
Show me that again. Oh, I see it now. Good riddance. Good riddance to 2020. We are done. Wow.
And this one, I think I sent you this one. Did I send you this one?
Yeah, in fact, that's the one I'm about to pull up now. I'm going to show that. I cracked up laughing. I was like, oh my goodness. So, where is it? Let me see if I can go to it. There it is. That cat looks so bad.
Look at homie.
Cat looks mad right now. That cat. Oh,
Oh, that's your
right.
cat.
I love the hat. I just can't believe it's just so amazing how creative that you've gotten with this. I mean, and it doesn't seem like when you sit down, it doesn't seem like it takes you that long to come up with a solid idea.
Well, it's not so much that I get, like I said, you can go to on Pinterest and stuff like that, and you see a lot of pictures, or you can pull up animated pictures and take a look at them. And like I said, really, that's where I get some of my ideas from.
Right.
So I just do them and then tweet it to my personality
Right. Okay.
and create it, so it won't look like,
Right.
copying from them. The characters, I mean, you can draw the characters just looking at something. That's what I'm doing. I'm prompting and I see different things and I say, oh, okay. And I just draw it, but then I do my thing with it, my
Right.
own thing with it.
Touch. One of the other things too is so, as a musician, when people see or hear the final product, I mean, they're hearing a final polished product. If it's in a studio, then I might have done some things to it to fix some things. If it's live, then they're hearing it like it is. But they're hearing it as one final piece. So a lot of people can't tell the mistakes or tell the little things. When I look at your pictures, sometimes I'm amazed because I'm like, how does she get that right the first time? Like it's almost like I don't know how to describe it. It's like your mind sees the picture so well that once you sit down to do it, I mean, it just comes out picture perfect. And I know that you have different things where you make little corrections, but I can tell because I know
Oh,
what I'm looking at that it's not that many corrections.
yeah. Right. Well, see, when you sketch, I start out with a pencil. I don't start off with the marker and the paint and all that because you can't fix it.
Right.
So it's just like on regular paper, if you're going to sketch something or whatever, then you can erase and fix and
Right.
make it look the way it's supposed to look. So yeah, sketching is my first step.
Right.
And then fix it, just sketch it lightly
Right.
and then fix it and alter it and so forth.
I forgot to read this one. Angry. Don't let it make you bitter, and let it make you better. Enjoy your life. So that's the other thing too, because like, now you've come up, it's not just the picture now, but now your messages are really touching people in a major way, just your thoughts of inspiration. And that's I mean, you probably would have never thought from the beginning that you would be doing that. Like just the things that you felt that you held as principles and as values would be like in people's lives and continuing to inspire them over and over and over.
Well, like I said, I know what it has done for me
Right.
to keep it so I won't be angry and take everything personally because we have to look at the bigger picture. Yeah, we can't excuse people for bad behavior because they know right from wrong, like we all do. But at the same time, we don't know their story and what they've been through. But like I said, when I try to keep in mind that if I haven't done anything personal to offend, then I can't take it personal.
Right.
They may be taking it out on me, but like I said, unless they inform me, well, you said something or you did something, you hurt my feelings. Okay, then people can make the correction and ask for forgiveness and I'm sorry.
Right.
But if I know and I try to think about back of what could I have said or did I say anything or did, and if sometimes people won't share with you what it is that you did to offend them for whatever reason. But if you want to make it right and don't want it to repeat, well, you gotta share it. And then after you share it, and then they continue, then there's no excuse. You just like, okay, I done told you, and you keep doing it, then you just, withdraw yourself, and that's it. But you can't not say anything and expect people to guess all over the place. Why go through all that? I mean, there's a tactful way to say, look, that was kind of dead on a depth that hurt. Right. Okay, I'm, you know, but people don't know if you can share.
That's true. I totally agree with you. Well, I'll tell you one thing that people are going to know as you share this is going to fly out of your catalog. Oh my goodness. This is going to fly out of your catalog. Everybody in Baltimore is going to want
to. I just, that's a 4x6. I just finished that a few minutes ago.
This looks really, really nice. Wow.
Man, that looks ugly to me. It does. Like, that's an ugly bird.
I love it. So one of our most recent videos, when I was outside at Brookside Gardens and I was taking the pictures and the video, I got to this one tree and it just depended on how you look at it. When you looked at the tree, the leaves were all of these different multiple colors, but it wasn't like all just bright colors. It was dark colors and and just a whole mixture of colors. And it didn't have any kind of quote unquote rhyme or reason to it. So when you look at it, it could either be the ugliest tree you ever seen, or you could see it as uniquely pretty, you know? And I wound up calling it in the video, the ugly pretty tree, just for that reason. Cause I found it as beautiful, even though, you know, it was
right
in a quote unquote ugly way, whatever that means, but it was beautiful. Yeah. So I see what you're saying when you look at this bird.
It's a hood bird.
Perspective is everything. Oh my goodness, that is funny.
But then somebody might look at it and like, oh man. So yeah, it may look ugly to me, but somebody might like it. But like I said, it's just a 4x6 size anyway.
Right.
And I'm intrigued by the barks of trees, the different patterns.
Right.
Of the bark of trees. Yeah. Intrigued by that when I look at the trees.
Right. I have to say, I mean, to be honest, that's the same thing that's happened to me and continues to happen as I take, you know, pictures out. Now it's just like I see beauty in so many more places just because now I'm looking for it. I'm looking for a unique angle.
Right.
Or I'm looking for something that looks really, you know, unique and mysterious. So it's one of those things where it really does prove like the, you know, the old idea, which is you, whatever you're looking for is what you'll find, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for
beauty is all around, like I said, beauty is all around. We just take so many things for granted and we just look at it like nothing. And, but like you said, as you be more conscientious of your surrounding,
right,
you'll see and be amazed and intrigued.
Right.
By things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never noticed that. I didn't know that. I didn't pay that no attention.
Right.
That's when people start saying those kinds of things because you're just used to up and about, moving around, and okay, whatever, yeah. But when you take time, like I said, and just relax, if you're in the park or whatever, you're just sitting back and observing,
mm-hmm.
we'll see the beauty of things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I'm gonna show you. So okay, you had me cracking up laughing. you had me cracking up laughing when I put up a picture, and I forget which one of these pictures it was, but I put up a picture, and you looked at it, and you was like, "Oh wow, that's nice. Did you paint that?" And I was like, "No, I didn't paint it. But let me show you how I really did it, though. I took this. I put it inside my phone, you know, and I played with the lighting and the different things, and I took the color down and the contrast, and I sharpened it up a little bit and changed the image around, and that's how I came up with it." And you was like, "Oh, cheating. Oh, okay, I see what you said." I was like, "Oh my God. Oh my God."
Like this, better known as cheating. Oh, you were cheating.
My goodness. I said, "No, she everything I said and amounted all to this. Oh, cheating. Okay." When I tell you that people have been cracking up over that one comment, they were like, "You're kidding." Guys, they have fallen out laughing. They're like, "She is so crazy." She's like, "Oh, cheating." I see what you're saying. Tell you.
You talking about didn't do this? I say, what? Get out of here! He cheating.
I tell you, it reminded me of like when people say something, like they say, like, "Oh, I see you have your business," or "I see you have your band." But I did a whole podcast on this too, and it's called "When People Say Lil." When people put Lil in front of, and I laugh about it because it's hilarious because people don't mean any harm, but it's like, "Oh yeah,
Right.
I see you got your little band and you playing with your little friends, and got your little drum set, your little piano, doing your what your little business out there in your little world." Like, oh my God, like I feel this. Like you have literally, I swear that could literally reduce. I don't care
I know.
how big.
Yeah, your little self-esteem, your pride will just blow it right out the water.
You
Said, okay. Yeah, dang, is that him? Yeah, okay, that's what the
the president of the United States. You could be Barack Obama in his heyday. Notice I had to go back to a good president. You could be Barack
Yes, sir.
Obama in his heyday. And if somebody that used to know Obama, like they grew up with him, or they were like his somebody who was in the neighborhood, they were older than him, they could see him and go, and they's like, "Hi, I'm the president of the United States. I'm Barack Obama." And they're like, "Oh yeah, I see, you living in your little White House." And like he literally is this big for now. It's that presidency has been shrunk.
Job president now.
Yeah, your little White House got your little votes, got you in a little better house. You're like, "Oh my gosh, are you serious?" Oh man, that to me for years like has been the funniest thing. So
But see, when they say to me, say, "Yeah, I see you got your little business," and they absolutely right. My little business is little. Yep, that's right. So with me, that fits perfectly. Yeah, you know, grand, big finale, big time. But the responses that I get, like I said, is like, okay, wow. You know what? People look at it totally different when they stop. And like I said, seriously, especially the children. Last weekend, the children had the parents buying, "I want this one, I like that." So like I said, if you go on my page, you'll see the kids that were impressed. Like I said, they're the ones that really like, okay, really, okay, you're doing something, because children are straightforward.
Honest,
And
they will
for the
tell you.
children,
Children have no filter. If something is ugly, you will know
that's what. And so that's how I know for real
it.
by them children, because them children will stop. You did all me, Dad. Wow. Yeah, I like that one. Oh yeah. So you see one you like? They say, yeah, I see a lot of them. I'm like, so if children, I mean, they pay adults no attention, but when it come to artwork and stuff like that, and they stop from riding their bikes and stuff like that to
Yeah,
look,
all right. Right.
that's where my approval come from. Them children,
Right.
they are straight up real with you. I have yet to have one of them say, "Oh, that's ugly. I don't like that."
Right. So
And yeah, oh well.
that
But yeah, they're your meter stick right there.
is so true. They will definitely know, let you know which
Yeah.
working with. You do not have to wonder. Let it just ask a kid because they have no shame. And if they
Yeah.
think it's ugly, they'll look at it and go, "Oh, I think it's ugly." And I mean,
Yeah.
straight face, like, no, you'd be like, "Ouch, that, oh my
No, they don't care. But
goodness." But I appreciate that too, like how you do.
I don't have not I haven't had so far, not saying that doesn't exist, but not one child, no matter what age they are, not one of them
Right.
say they negative. All they know is, "You did all these. You drew all these. You painted all these."
Right.
The impressive part.
So here's, this is how you rubbed off on me. I say, I found my, my artistic touch. And so these were pictures that you saw, that I took at Brookside Gardens and with the flowers. And then I took this in front of this place called Church on the Square. And this picture right here is some marbles that I took at a friend's house and just took it up close. And then I turned it into black and white and it made them look like planets almost,
Oh, where is it?
Where's
No,
the?
I'm saying the picture.
Oh, you don't. Okay, wait a minute. I thought I was sharing my
My
screen.
butterflies. So I say, what is he talking about?
Oh, it stopped sharing. Okay, wait a minute. My fault. Let me go back. I thought I shared the wrong screen. Thank you for saying
Yeah. What is he talking about? That's my picture right there. What is he talking about?
So, can you see it now?
It's turned to the side. Oh, it's turned around. Yeah, these plants.
Flowers, right, and the plants.
Beautiful.
So yeah, these were all ones that I took at Brookside Gardens.
Where's Brooks?
That's
Brookside.
like going out 29, going out towards Columbia.
Oh,
It's right past it. What do they call it? It's right
it's
past Columbia,
pretty.
but it's right in that area. Yeah, thank you. So these were several shots from that experience, and those are all in the video. And then this one is a picture I took beside this. Oh. O'Donnell Street, where you and I set up across from Clatter Pub when we did the street serenade out there. It was one of the early ones where you, I think it might have been street serenade like 9 or something,
Okay.
you and I were out there in the middle of that park facing like the park was like on each side of us, and the guy was smoking a cigar. They were sitting on the side, and the cigar smoke was blowing across in front of us. Yes. So right to your like where you were sitting, if you look to your right, directly straight through the park, that this is that church right there is facing the that intersection. So I took a picture of that there, and then these were marbles I took at a picture of it at my friend's house and took him up like real close.
Pretty.
And then went from there and I turned it to black and white, and now I call this one Galaxy of Marbles.
Okay.
Because even this one right here really looks like a planet to me, this one right. So there's that. I did, let's see, this was one fire sky. Oh, did the in fact, I'm gonna pull it up right, I'm gonna find it and pull it in here. See this building down in the bottom right? That's the same building in the last picture that I sent you, the one that you liked. That I had the comparison. I was showing you like two of them side by side. I'm gonna bring them up in a few seconds too. But yeah, this, and I really like this picture. I mean, how I was able to, it was a beautiful
It's
sunset
pretty.
and I just accentuated it.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then there's this one, which is actually, believe it or not, a candle holder. That's a candle holder flipped upside down. So look, that really took
Oh.
right. I'm gonna show you. This is let's see, how do I new share? Okay. This is what it looks like. If I gotta do it this way. This is now this is still flipped right side up. I have to show it to you on the other side. A hole in the other side and the little candle goes in that hole. And then but I flipped
Okay.
it upside down and I put a satin pillowcase under it and
Okay.
I took a
Pretty.
picture of it, yeah, from the other side, and then it came out, as this one. And then
See all of it.
right. And then oh, let me show a few more of your butterfly pictures and then I'll show the last this last picture. Not that. Let's see. Butterflies. Okay. So yeah, I found a few more that you just sent to me. That's a beautiful big blue butterfly there in the middle. Wow.
And I make sure those the people that ask how much did that buy them, I say, look, let me tell y'all one thing. I didn't draw these and I didn't paint these. I say the only thing I painted was the background and add the embellishments. So I just don't want them to think, I don't want them to feel misled, but I let them know up front that they are, some of them are stickers, right. Some were not. The 3D ones are stickers, but the rest of them, they were two-dimensional, so I just glued them down. Yeah. So.
I like this because the colors that you use, to me, speak to calm. Like, if this picture feels calm to me.
Right.
And that's a real, I mean, that was, for you to just use that real short statement, and yeah, this is really nice. Like, I feel this. That's beautiful. Wow.
Now look at, this is where I got the idea from.
Let's see.
It's Christmas card right
here. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Candles, so I had the gold and silver, and I just cut the shape out.
Right.
That's where I got it from. Wow. But like I said, you see where I do my own thing. So like I said, I get prompted for ideas when I see it, and then I make it my own.
Right. That's beautiful. And then beautiful. Do you find that, like, a lot of people, I mean, I would imagine that your butterfly pictures are starting to be like some of your top sellers or some of your top.
Well, that's my story right now. Yeah. And see, for each one of them, it's like a little short season. People get impressed by the butterflies. Oh, that's what that butterfly. It's like, okay. So that's when I say, okay, let me go find some more, because people, you know, love butterflies. Right. And like I said, so I made a whole slew of them, and people been buying them. Right. They've been buying them up. I say, okay, butterflies, take off. Because they look at butterflies as a new thing, you know, that's going through the metamorphosis.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Butterflies represent so much as far as new beginnings.
Right. I think that's why a lot of people like them, because they're so delicate and it means new beginning.
Right.
After coming from one ugly phase, like the butterfly, that caterpillar. The ugly squirm thing where people really don't like him in that form. Mm-hmm. But once he come out, you love it.
Right. Is this one gone already? Did you already sell this one?
Uh-uh. That's a 4x6. No, 5x7.
Okay.
No, that's not.
I can see that gone soon. That's a real nice one, especially, you know, dealing with the things.
Right.
Sometimes.
This racist thing that's going on.
Right. Beautiful tree. Wow. I'm just amazed, because who would have thunk it? Like, who would have thought that you would have, that this would have happened, and you would have created all these beautiful pictures that, I mean, this is legacy right here. Like, you really are. I mean, you might just be, you know, you're just having fun, enjoying yourself, but like, you're really impacting people's lives. Like this right here, the way that you did that your color choice for the face.
Yeah, and see, right. Those are the things that people are attracted to. They may not, and that's, they do say they like the picture, but I think it's the color that gravitates people. Say, wow, you know, it's the color. The color has to bring people. Because,
right.
I mean, yeah, we wear black. Yeah, we like black. Mm-hmm. But if you add multicolors, people will say, you know, that's too loud. Some people will say, oh, that's too loud for me. And I was, well, it ain't too loud for me.
Right.
But it's the color that attracts, even if you don't wear them or you never thought of them, because a lot of times people say, I never thought about those two colors, you know.
Yeah.
Blend it together. Well, if you don't try it or see it somewhere, because sometimes you can see it, it's like, wow, those two are beautiful colors together.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love playing with colors.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a request. I want this picture. I wanna actually get this picture from you. An inheritance into the Quarantine Black Art Foundation. Like this, I really want this, because the thing I like about this picture is the way that you did the colors. To me, like, that color scheme goes with a lot of things inside of a room. Yeah, because you got like a combination of earth tone colors, but also with some other vibrance. But you just put, it's just, I can't even explain the words. I just love the way you brought it together. Like, I love the way you brought it together. So I definitely want to buy this one from you, because this is one day, and when I'm in another house and I'm decor, oh, this is definitely going up.
Okay, well then now that's tough. I think that's a 5x7.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want, a larger size, like no, but that's a one of the small ones. 5x7 or 4x6, but I think it's a 5x7.
Okay. Yeah, I want this one just because of how I connect with everything you did, like exactly the way you did this, every angle. And your signature is not on this one yet, is it?
Yeah, it should be in the corner. I have to look and see.
Okay. So yeah,
I think so.
that's really, really nice. That's really, really nice.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Cool. So, the last thing I just want to show you was the picture that I just did a couple of days ago, and see if I can find it. This picture had this was the first picture where I played with angles. Okay, here we go. I got it. Oh, I downloaded this a lot of times. Okay. Let's go new share. Okay, so this picture right here. This is, oh, let me see. Okay, this is a building on 23rd and St. Paul, and I think, yeah, it's right on the corner. So I call this slanted walks. And as you can imagine, the main reason is because, and I was really, really proud of this, because I didn't expect to be able to do something that I always wanted to do, which is, if you look at the tops of the buildings, your eyes can see an angle with these tops of the buildings, and then all the way down to the roof of this building, and even down to the middle section of the building. But then when you look at the sidewalk, the angle goes in harder, so it's like an optical illusion. And so I was really, when I started looking at pictures and I mean, not looking at pictures, but just looking at objects outside and thinking about things, one of the things that jumped out immediately to me is I like when you're looking at something that's abstract, or you can't tell what it is, or it has some kind of unique thing to it. And what I realized is this is actually my architecture and engineering passion that I had really since high school. It's coming out in this. It's almost like, yeah, it's that same eye for it, but I found a way to express it. Because and I don't know if I ever told you this, but before, deciding to go the direction of music and audio engineering, I wanted to go to Morgan for mechanical engineering and architecture because of the math thing. I really like building things. And you remember how you used to always say, in fact, you were really the first person that I think even contributed to me like seeing this, or you were the first like source. It was like when I would take something apart and you would tell me like, wow, like how did you take that apart and put it together? The first time I did it, we were on Cliffmont, and it was a Christmas gift that I had that was like a tank, and it had all these different pieces to it, and I was only like maybe eight, and I put it together and took it apart, and that's when you realize that like, wow, with that and with some other things I used to take apart. And that's what really opened up my mind to engineering. But of course, my life went in a different direction. But this is almost like it tickles my fancy, because when I'm looking out and taking pictures, I'm seeing through my eyes angles and lines and geometry. I'm seeing that kind of thing,
Remember, I told you everything is a shape.
Everything is a shape. So
Like, children say, Miss Liza, I don't know how you draw, how you draw this and how you draw that. I say, what shape is it? Like if they say, how you draw a car? And I would say, what shape is it?
right.
Rectangle. Okay, you start there, draw a rectangle. What shape are the wheels? A circle. There you go. So I told them, look around the room and you'll notice everything in here and outside. is shapes, geometry.
Right.
Rectangles, squares, circles, and so forth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. In fact, so in this picture, originally I was going to name hex almost, like H-E-X and then almost, all is one word. And the reason why is because when I was pulling the building to the left, in order, and I'm going to show you why this building looks like that, because I was working with something else in the picture. But when I pulled it to the left, you know, I was like, this looks like the building is literally leaving off the picture going to the left. And it's a hexagon when you look at it. So it has six sides to that building. So I was like, instead of calling it hexagon, I'll call it hex almost. So anyway, I did that, but then I liked, because I wanted to bring more attention to the sidewalk, because that's the thing, when you look at that and then your eyes look up, it's like, whoa, what just happened? That's why I decided to call it slanted walks. And this, last but not least, this is the picture that it came from, and I put them like side by side so you could see it.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, so the picture down the bottom is the original, which, let me see if I can zoom in. Right.
And then, it's standing straight looking at it from the front.
Right. It's directly straight, right? But if you know, so what I did was I lined up the sky. Let's see if I can get this to go away. Come on, go away. Oh, that's the picture. No, that's not the picture. Wait a minute. Okay, there we go. So I lined up the sky. And it won't go away. When I lined up the sky, in order to get the top of the picture and the top of the roof as straight as possible, because it's going down the hill, you know, the bottom part, the sidewalk is going down the hill, it's going to the left. So I was like, what would it look like if I played with the tilt of this picture so that I could make the sidewalk actually look even? So I actually did that, and I made it even. But then the top of the building looked weird, and I wanted the top of the building to, I didn't want it to look weird. It just looked really strange. So I just decided to keep pulling it with this top picture, keep pulling the tilt to the left until the sidewalk is perfectly straight when you look at it now, as opposed to curved. It's perfectly straight. You know, but now it's going down the other direction, and it just equals something that's very interesting. So yeah, I had a lot of fun just sitting there playing with that for about 10 to 15 minutes. Cause to me it's like, you know, it's just an expression of art for me, you know? So
yep, that it is.